Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
First game back, and obviously an injury that kept you out several weeks.
It's whatever. It's week 6, 7 in the NFL. Obviously, just taking not playing in 3 weeks and playing an NFL game and having the workload I had, you're obviously going to be a little sore, but we got great strength staff here, great trainers here, and have a great team outside of this, so just continue to take care of my body to stay strong for this coming up week and for the rest of the season.
But the ankle in particular, anything?
No setbacks.
Out of that?
Saquon, what can one win this week against Washington do for this team?
Could do a lot. All it takes is one. One win, get the confidence. Even in games you lose, you can find that sometimes that could be like a helpful turning point throughout the season. You know, a team like Buffalo going there in a hostile environment, playing a really good team, coming out with a game that we felt like we should have had. Obviously, we didn't do enough. You can use that as the turning point and help catapult us to coming into this week, going back on. Back in our stadium against with our fans, against a division opponent, and getting a divisional win can be the start of something special.
Even in tough times here the last 5-6 years, the one team you guys have always had success against is Washington. Anything to that? Is it a good matchup, and is that something you can draw confidence out of?
Nah, every year is a new year. We don't look at it that way. They're a great team, and every single time we go against them, we know what type of game it's going to be. It's a divisional opponent, but just because we had success against teams in the past doesn't really correlate to this season or this year. It's a whole new year, a whole new season, a whole new game, and we're just excited to get back in our stadium against division opponent and try to get back on the right track.
Saquon, what did you think of what Justin Pugh was able to do?
Hats off to him. He's a baller. I wasn't here when he was here. I think I came in the year he left. Just what he brings to the team, the leadership. Obviously, you see how tough he is, but he's a heck of a player. We're going to continue to need his presence and the way that he played to get us back on the right path.
You like him if you got a chance to get to know him.
Yeah, so when I was training at Exos during, when I wasn't here for OTAs, he was rehabbing. So we played golf a couple times, and we were in the same facility the whole time. So got to exchange numbers there and talk to him, and just happy he's here.
So you knew before you knew.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Saquon, do you believe that one win could just change the whole complexion of the season?
Yeah, I do believe that. I know you weren't here yet, but I kind of answered that already. But I do believe that one win can turn this thing around, get the division opponent back home. Also, I do believe that, last week, even though the game didn't come out the way we would like it, we learned a lot about ourselves as a team. We fought tough against a really good team and just came up short. And a lot of those reasons why we came up short was, self-inflicted wounds, penalties, MAs, stuff that we can do better. Wasn't, anything that they did, not taking credit away from them. When you go back and watch film, that helps you get confidence going to a division opponent, saying, all right, if we could take care of the little things and focus on us, I'm just going to put ourselves in position to win games.
Saquon, with the trade deadline looming in the background here, how do you block out that noise and focus on the Giants playing their best football now when you need to play your best football?
It's not really blocking it out, you know. I can't control that. Like, it's not like I'm able to make any decisions or have any say in that. Only thing that I have, one say that I have, is the way I show up to work and the way I go out there and compete, and that's the thing that I can control.
Have you thought you've always wanted to be a Giant forever? Have you thought about the fact that it might not be in 2 weeks?
No, I mean, that never crossed my mind. Obviously, I've been public and vocal about how I feel about this organization and where I want to be. But like I said, knowing the business and seeing that side of it, there's a lot of things that I can't control. So sitting here, everyone knows how I feel. Everyone knows I don't want to get traded. I don't think anybody in their right mind would want to get traded anywhere. It's not an easy thing to do. You got to move. I have a family. I would love to be here, but like I said, it's not in my control. My focus is to be the leader I can be for the team and try to get this thing on the right track.
Has there been any conversations just on the trade, any trade conversations
with me and my team? No. My focus is Washington, trying to come back and get a win. Obviously, happy that I'm healthy again, be able to get back on the field. Got close to a win last week. Now I'm just got to try to continue to improve, try to get a win.
So when you look at their defense and their ability to get to the football and get to the quarterback, how much respect do you have for this Washington group?
I always have respect for them. Their defense is amazing. It's always fun playing against them, like, in a competitive way. I got nothing but respect for the whole defense, but especially those four monsters. I just feel like they've been there forever. They've been there as long as I've been there. The only one who hasn't, I think, is Chase, and Chase was there the year after that. So going against them, it's fun. They're a fun group to play against. It's always competitive. It's always tough. It's a challenge that, as a competitor, you love to go against. So look forward to doing that again, and hopefully we come out and win.
You guys haven't been able to score those offensive touchdowns, and
things
over 200
minutes
now.
200 minutes? Dang. Keep going. What was the question?
Is it confounding to you? I mean, this is a high-scoring league now. Everything's sort of tilted towards the offense. Do you know why it's happening?
It's simple. I mean, I know it's 200 minutes, but it's simple. We're not executing. We're not doing what we need to do. We get into the red zone. We have self-inflicting wounds, whether it's penalties, whether it's MAs, whether it's, you got to hold yourself accountable. I go back and I watch against the Bills. There's a run I slipped on. If I keep my feet, it won't be 200 minutes. I'll probably go into safety and have a chance to go score. Just gotta lock in, get a sense of urgency as we get closer. And when opportunity comes, make a pay for it. But not to really focus on high scoring, scoring 40 points. I think that's where a lot of people get confused. That the main thing is winning football games. And even last year, at this point last year, we were 5-1. A lot of people didn't like how we were 5-1 because it was more old-fashioned. We were running the ball. We weren't throwing 3,000 yards or whatever, but we were finding a way to win games. Like, I think a lot of people would much rather be in that scenario than scoring a lot of points and still being 1-5. So whatever it takes to win football games. And sometimes you're going to have to score a lot of points. Sometimes it might be 6-3 as long as we win. We just got to find a way to do it.
Saquon, will you look more?
Saquon, the offensive line kind of settled down that second half. You were getting some chunk plays. Does that give you confidence heading into this one?
Yeah, I mean, definitely gives you confidence. Obviously we could sit here and we could say what we want about how the offensive line been playing. And I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses for them. But the reality is what we have, like, 6-7. I don't even know the number of how many starting combinations and how many people been out and been down, in and out. Like, that's the toughest, toughest position to play, because all five of those guys got to be in sync. And sometimes, it helps when you play with each other for a long time, but that has not been the case. And you can see when we're able to all be on the same page, it may not be perfect, but we'll be able to split some long runs and be able to go down the field and make plays. So none of our confidence is lost in those guys. We know we're only going to get better. We know we're going to get guys healthier and they're going to come back. And just keep trusting in them. But at the end of the day, I feel like they get too much too much disrespect. And I want to tip my hats off to a lot of those guys playing out of position, who's going out there and fighting for us, even though it's not going the way we would like. Definitely want to, you know, recognize that for them. And you know, if they keep going, the stuff's gonna turn around the right way.
Saquon, sometimes with the running back, you feel like you're on the precipice of breaking one. You mentioned taking something from a loss, even to the Bills. Do you feel like this team is on the precipice of breaking it or getting it together?
Yeah, right, I feel like it can go one way or the other. I mean, it's simple. You know? It can go really well, or we can continue to fight and continue to keep losing games. It's that simple. And I think where I believe, and you know, I feel like we believe as a team, is obviously we didn't come away with a win in that last game, but that can be, you know, we've more times than not, the way we fought in that game and the way that we played, and you come away with a win. So hopefully we continue to have that mindset, continue to have faith in each other, belief in each other, and you know, just get one. And then when you get one, focus on getting another one, another one, another one, just take it like that.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.